I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me when I tell you, there is tons of things to talk about in the sports world. Whether we're talking about the Open Championship, and it's all about Rory, at least in my humble opinion. It's all about Rory McIlroy until he maybe falters, but hopefully not, to be quite honest with you. Obviously, a lot going on with the basketball stuff, summer league action happening, which means we're that much closer to real basketball, and that means we're that much closer to real NFL football, because I think that's what I'm going to get jacked up about next. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing good, and I absolutely agree with you about Rory. It is good to see him at the top of a major leaderboard and in the lead. Can he hold on? We'll see at the birthplace of golf there. In England. So, there's a ton to talk about. Like you said, man, college football is going to be starting up here pretty soon. You got the NFL. What are we going to do with Deshaun Watson? What's the league going to do? So there's a lot to talk about. So let's get to it, brother.
Seems like those cases have all been worked out, actually. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of explaining to do, quite frankly, in a lot of different ways. Just getting warmed up. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk some baseball with him. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close, y'all.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. You can get involved, by the way. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. From Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Let's hook up with our professor of sports. None other than John Poulter comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Good morning, John, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Looking around Major League Baseball, it's been a little bit interesting because obviously the Yankees got out of the gates so strong and they were just whipping up on the league, and now you kind of like go through all the divisions, and the Yankees obviously are still doing their thing, and they got their 13-game lead over the Rays, and then the Blue Jays are there, and the Boston Red Sox are behind them a little bit, and then you look at Minnesota still on top there, but then I see Houston, and holy cow, all of a sudden, Houston's got 59 wins, only four behind the Yankees. Then you look at the Mets, they've got 58 wins. They're kind of catching up there. The Brewers at 50 again. They're out of that mix, and I'm talking about home field advantage. I think you probably know where I'm going with this. And then you look at the Dodgers and the Padres. Both of those teams with 60. Or I'm sorry. The Dodgers have the 60 wins, and then you got San Diego with 52. Who they're a little bit behind, and I think people had a little bit higher expectations for them. But my point is that the Yankees seemed like they were miles ahead of everybody, but Houston looks to be creeping up on them a little bit. Same with the Mets and same with the Dodgers. Am I on to something, John? Yes or no?
Yeah, you're on to something. You know, we've talked all season about the start that the Yankees had and the pace that they've been on, and for a long, long time, they were on a pace to win 122, 123 games, which is substantially more than the Major League record of 116, last done by the Mariners in, I believe, 2001. We kind of thought the Yankees might come back to the pack a little bit. I didn't expect it to be this quickly. We've seen a number of teams go on winning streaks, like long winning streaks. Seattle right now, you know, you talk about Houston being up by 10 games, but it could have been more than that, other than the fact that Seattle has won 13 games in a row. the Twins hanging on by that 2.5 to 3.5 games that they have been all season. The Dodgers on a bit of a roll themselves right now, 9-1 in their last 10. They've built a 9.5 game lead over San Diego in the National League West. I think we thought that the Yankees would come back. I didn't think they would come back this quickly. And, you know, it's still a pretty good season if you've won 63 games at the All-Star game. You know, let's not beat around the bush. It's still a pretty good record. And they've got that cushion, even though they're in a division where every team is playing 500 baseball. Baltimore in the last place there with 46 and 45. So they're in first place in a very strong division by 13 games. That tells us they're a pretty good baseball team. But it is interesting to see some of these teams starting to close that gap on them, as you mentioned.
Good morning, John. I'm not going to brag about the weather because I think it's going to be 100-something thousand degrees today. So I'll take Toronto weather over this any day of the week. But look, we're talking, you know, we mentioned Houston, and what they're doing is kind of expected. They're a veteran team. They've won the World Series. I mean, they have playoff experience, all that kind of stuff. But you take a look at a guy like Justin Verlander and what he did last night. He got the 10,000 strikeouts. He got his major league leading 12th win. And he's a year and a half, 2 years removed from Tommy John. Verlander, what he's doing is simply kind of out of this world, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is, Mike. Good morning. And the weather here isn't bad. It's 79 degrees, feels like about 88, about 45 minutes before noon. So this is one of those days where I will not trade with you. The 100 and stupid, as Andy often calls it, doesn't appeal to me at this time of year. Yeah, Verlander, he's kind of been reborn again. And, you know, is this just his intent on coming back from a serious injury after the Tommy John surgery? Is it the result of the Tommy John surgery, and in as much as he almost has, is it what is essentially a new elbow? But, you know, you look at, I was looking at the standings this morning for statistics for the various award winners, given that we were almost kind of at the halfway mark, and Verlander kind of jumped out in the AL Cy Young, 12-3, 1.89 ERA, a .88 WHIP, and opponents only hitting 194 against him. I would say that is making a statement in terms of coming back from injury for a man in his late 30s.
John, let me ask you this. With the news about Juan Soto the other day, not wanting that, what was it, $440 million contract? 440, right? Like, I'm sorry, but in a world where so many people are taking money like crazy, this guy turns it down. I'm wondering what that means exactly. Like, where is he going to wind up, I guess, is the real question. Dodgers, Giants, like, could that be a possibility?
It could be. I saw that story, I think it was late Friday night, and, you know, the first thing that ran through my mind was, you know, here's just a greedy kid that just wants a whole bunch of money. But then I sat and thought about it a little bit more and thought about it from the standpoint that, you know, Washington is so bad right now, he may think that they are so far away from being contenders. This may be his way of forcing a trade, and this may be his way of letting them know they either need to fix the wagon or they need to get rid of him. Maybe he's just tired of being 30, 35 games under 500. We don't know unless we're in the young man's mind, but quite frankly, to turn down that kind of money to working class guys like the three of us seems absolutely insane. Seems insane in terms of any kind of salaries we're seeing out there in baseball today. But, you know, by making those kinds of demands, to your point, is he cutting down the number of teams that are interested in him? Because if he's looking for a trade, he's obviously wanting to go to a team that's contending. He's going to want to go to a team that needs a young outfielder, and he's going to want to go to a team that has good pockets and can afford to pay the price that the Washington Nationals will look for in a trade. So I don't want to use the term shooting off his mouth, but by speaking out publicly about his intentions, is he perhaps limiting the field as to where he goes, and does that make it even harder for Washington to make a trade? I think there's a real fine line here between saying too much and making your point known.
You know, John, talking about Soto and turn down all that money, I mean, it certainly caught my attention. But the flip side of this is that this team, the Washington Nationals, offered him a 15-year contract. You got a couple of guys in San Diego that have these 13-year contracts. Is that a smart way to do a contract? I mean, I'm sitting here going, he's never going to be there 15 years. He may not even see all of this money. Is it a smart financial thing to do if you're the Washington Nationals by offering him a 15-year contract?
I don't think it is, quite frankly, because we've seen in recent years how quickly an athlete can fall, and I'm not just talking baseball here, I'm talking any sport. A guy can go from the penthouse to the outhouse real quickly. All it takes is one nasty hit. All it takes is one beanball to the head. All it takes is a pitcher with a sore arm. All it takes is a hockey player with a sore knee. We've seen it happen 100 times in the years that the three of us have watched and covered sports. I got to think that anybody that, unless the contract is very heavily insured, and you have to think for those kinds of dollars they would insure it, but you also have to think for those kind of dollars it would be an expensive premium to pay to an insurance company. I don't understand why anybody wants to give anybody, any player, 15 years. I can't see why you'd want to go more than 6 or 7, quite frankly. I think to try and project a player's numbers 15 years out, that's crystal ball work in terms of where I sit. And, you know, to your point, I don't even think he'd be there in 15 years.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. I'm going to go against the grain on both of you guys and say I think that's a wonderful and brilliant idea. And the reason is because then you can stretch that money out for that length of time. I forget the guy right now that's still getting paid by the Mets for that 25 years. I can't remember
Bobby
who it is.
Bobby Bonilla.
There you go, guys. So think about it like that. It's actually probably a genius idea, and I'm wondering why more teams don't do that. We got to take a break. We'll continue rapping about this and other stuff on the other side. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Alrighty, welcome back in. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. We are linked up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. I hit you guys with my idea there at the end of the segment, and obviously we're all on, well, you two are on the same page, and I'm on a different page. I guess my thought is this, and I think there's some logic to it. If we could make every contract for 20 years or whatever, let's just say you made them a lot longer than what they are, and you spaced that money out the way that the Mets did with Bobby Bonilla, you do two things. I think you obviously set that person up for basically the rest of their life, but you also give yourself more money to play with in that moment versus later on in time. So I think in all honesty, I'm kind of shocked that more organizations don't come up with things like this. I'm trying to think that there's a couple football guys that have had similar situations to this. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but I feel like something along the lines of like a Brett Favre type thing where they paid him a bunch of money for a long, long time. It wasn't exactly what he wanted to have during the regular season, but it wound up benefiting him later on in life. So in a weird way, I almost think this is a decent model, and I'm wondering why more teams don't try to figure out a way to extend guys and make their contract extremely long so that they're not paying them a ton of money up front. John, I'll give you the first stab at it. Go ahead.
Well, I think the Bonilla situation is slightly different, Andy, in that Bonilla was signed to a big dollar contract at the time. The Mets wanted to buy him out, and Bonilla and his agents negotiated the deal that instead of taking X million dollars up front at that particular time, and I forget the time it was now, but let's say it was 15 years ago, they decided to take $1 million a year for X number of years, and that has actually helped Bonilla. That was smart planning on Bonilla's part, more so than right. It was on the Mets' part. But, you know, what you do is, as I think teams are reluctant to do it, because let's take Soto as a classic example here. We've kind of all agreed that there's a very good chance he's not going to be around in 15 years. So you spread out that money over 15 years. The Nationals are not only strapping themselves for cash down the road, they're also tying the hands of whoever the general manager is 25 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, because some of his salary budget is already tied up. I think that makes it less attractive for a guy to take a general manager's job because he knows that he's only got X number of dollars to spend when he goes in, and some of it's already spoken for. So with all due respect, I'm not sure that it is a smart move on the part of the team.
All right. Mike, your turn, buddy.
Well, here's what I would say to this. And John, I'm on the same boat with you, obviously, with this. All we have to do is take a look at the local team here in Arizona. When they paid all that money to Schilling and the big unit, they spaced the contract and the money out longer than they should have. And it's kind of the same situation. It strapped them financially. They couldn't really go out and get any big-time free agents for a number of years because of the money from the contracts that they stretched out with Schilling and RJ. So it's one of those things where, John, I absolutely agree with you. Like, it straps them financially from going out and being competitive in the free agent market, because you owe money A to this guy, you owe money B to this guy over a number of years, and you can't spend that on these young up-and-comers or a big free agent, because, like John said, you already know what you're dealing with and what you can't spend because of these other guys who may or may not even be part of the organization anymore.
All right. I'm going to just it's put it this way. I think if it was more feasible to make this work, I think players would jump on it. And ultimately, you have to live in the moment, okay? But in hindsight, for Bobby Bonilla, this was just such a smart move. And again, if I'm a player, I'm thinking along the lines of, how do I set myself up in the future? Because you make your money in this short little span of time. This guy just opened up the window, and obviously it was a bad contract for the Mets, so they had to figure things out. I understand that part of it, John. So the point I'm making is if teams could figure out ways to make money spread out a lot longer, I'm sure they would. And then here's my point to this. If you think about what's going on in the NFL, with all the funny money that's being thrown around and the contracts that they're giving people, so I'm going to say that I hear what you're saying about hurting your team in the long run with a contract like that, but how does it not hurt your team in the short run when you're giving a guy $440 million? Because how do you go out and spend money on other guys to get around him at that moment in time? So I think, quite frankly, I think it's somewhere in the middle of this. And if it worked out to make contracts extremely long like this, I think there probably is something to it, but ultimately, you got to have two minds come together and agree upon this. And why would people want to wait for their money? They want their money right here and right now. So I'm telling you, I think that there's a model where this could work extremely well, but I think there's too many egos involved for it to work well. And I hate to say it, but Bobby Bonilla was way ahead of his time. The guy doesn't have to work forever. Think about that. And again, most of these guys will never have to work again anyway when they're making $400 million or $200 million or whatever it is. They don't have to work anyway. But this was genius in my mind to have a guy be able to just relax for 25 years and pick up a million every year. It's a genius idea.
He could have blown every dollar he made playing baseball, and he could still be on $1 million salary. I think it runs out in about another 5 years. I don't think it's forever, but I mean, still, he's going to. I did see the numbers. July the 1st is the day that the payment is due, and I think the Mets jokingly call it Bobby Bonilla Day.
Right.
And given that we've just passed July the 1st, there was an article on it, and it seems to me that it was a. I forget what the figures were, but he will make substantially more money over the years between that payment starting and that payment ending than he would have done if he'd taken the lump sum. But of course,
right.
The other thing we have to take into account here is the fact that $1 million bought a lot more 15 years ago if you went to the grocery store, or the car dealership, or wherever than it does today. So you need the economists to get involved there, and then that sort of becomes a little bit beyond my level of skill. But it's still an awful lot of money, and if somebody wants to write me a check for $1 million a year, I'd be more than happy to take it, and I think we all would.
To sit at home and do nothing? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Okay, so I want to leave you.
Hold on, Mike. Just a little side note. This contract with Bonilla ends in 2035, so he has like another 13 years where he's getting this. He's getting this money, guys, until he's 72 years old.
There you go. Like I said, that was genius on their part. I'm sorry, but that was genius. Okay, John, I want to leave you with this, because another guy that is playing now, and he's in the twilight, obviously, and it's Albert Pujols, and he's getting the opportunity to go back there and bash it out there at the Home Run Derby. Is this good for baseball, yes or no?
Yeah, it's good for the fans. I'm not sure it's good for the Cardinals. I'm not sure it's good for Pujols. We've seen so many guys go to the Home Run Derby and screw up their swings for the rest of the year. You look at the competition that's there, and, you know, every player in the majors is younger than he is, but some of these guys like Acuna and Julio Rodriguez, I mean, they're just kids compared to Pujols. Pujols may have kids that are older than Rodriguez and Acuna, for all that we know. And then there's some other good names in there, Schwarber, Alonso, Juan Soto, who we've just mentioned for other reasons, Corey Seager having a good season in Texas. I hope he doesn't embarrass himself. I think it's great for the spectators. I just hope that he doesn't mess up his swing for the rest of the season in that quest for 700 home runs. And at the end of the day, yes, it's good for baseball. It's going to sell a ton of tickets. I just hope that Albert isn't far enough past his prime that he's going to look a little silly out there. I think that would be a terrible way to go out.
Does he get the 700 home runs, do you think? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think he does. We talked about this earlier in the season, and I think that the Cardinals, while they started out platooning him primarily against left-handers, and he was always sitting against the tough right-handers, I've been watching a lot of Cardinals games in the last couple of months, and he's been playing a lot more often with the DH. He's been able to play a lot more often, and they've been playing him a lot more against right-handed pitchers. He's only sitting out against the real tough righties right now. I think they're giving him every opportunity to get there. Cardinals are going to be in this race till the end. I think he's going to get there.
John, as always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We got to rock. We got to roll. We'll come back and we'll continue talking about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Alrighty, welcome back in, my people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Hey, Mike, I want to talk to you a little bit about golf and what's going on just in the golf world, quite frankly. Obviously, we got the Open Championship happening, and it's a weird tournament, to be honest with you, bro, because it's happening, so at least for you and I, it happens pretty early in the morning, right? Like, I believe the coverage started at 4 a.m. our time, okay? So I don't know if you were up watching it at 4 a.m. or not, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. I sure as hell wasn't. We got to do the show. We started at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for you and I, so what did I do? I got up a little bit before 8 a.m., and that's when I started watching the tournament. But there's also something else going on, okay? And that's obviously the LIV Tour versus the PGA Tour. I don't know if you heard the guy from the Open Championship talk, but I got to tell you, man, he made a ton of sense with a lot of what he was saying, at least to me. And at some point, I think that this is going to be a serious issue, and I think that they're going to change things on the PGA Tour. I think what I heard loud and clearly was that they're going to reevaluate their rules, and they're going to reevaluate how they do things. And quite frankly, I think they're going to do things so that if you decide to stray, you're not going to be welcome at these big time tournaments. And quite frankly, Mike, that's their prerogative. And to me, it makes a ton of sense to try to avoid having issues like what we're having right now. And the only way to do that is to put your foot down. So it's a little bit of a soft play right now. But I think as time goes on, I really think that this is going to be a hard push, and they're not going to allow guys to play in these major tournaments. What say you?
Absolutely. No, I think I didn't hear what the guy at the Open said, but from what you've explained, it does make a ton of sense. Look, let's use the analogy. You know, you're in a marriage and you decide to stray. Okay, and you get caught once, twice, whatever. Your spouse is going to put down their foot and be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not dealing with this. And in a weird kind of way, I think that's what the PGA is going to do. They're like, all right, you're going to take your $150 million that you're getting just to play on the LIV Tour, not win tournaments, but just friggin' play on the LIV Tour. All right, you've made your bed. You're going to lie in it. We're going to make our bed, and this is what we're doing. Same thing happens in a marriage when the spouse gets caught cheating. Like I said, once, twice, someone has to put their foot down and be like, enough is enough. We're moving on. This is what we're doing. And if you want to be with us, you don't want to be part of this PGA Tour anymore, so be it. We're going to be just fine.
Yeah, it's basically, in a nutshell, what I was hearing, at least, again, in my opinion, what I was hearing this gentleman say was, you're not getting, like you were saying, you're not getting things based on your merits. You're getting things based on a money-driven league that there is no merit with. And it's hard to see how something like this can last. And furthermore, when you're throwing $150 or $200 million at people to just go and show up, what is their incentive to go out there and perform? And if you look at what Phil Mickelson has done since he's joined this LIV tour, the guy's pathetic, bro. I'm sorry, but yeah. He can't make a cut to save his life. He goes to these tournaments, and quite frankly, he knows he's a target. And he's starting to get irritated by the questions and this and that and the other. Dude, you made your bed. Go freaking lay in it, okay? I'm sorry, but I have no patience, and I have no remorse toward people that act like their you-know-what doesn't stink, and that they're ATL, which means that they're above the law. Look, dude, you deserve any and all criticism that people are giving you for making the decision and the choice that you decided to make. And if you don't like it, you know what? Take your millions and just laugh at everybody behind closed doors. But don't sit there and try to justify what you're doing. Because at the end of the day, dude, something really, really stinks to me about this, Mike.
No, look, you're around kids. You and your girlfriend have kids. I have kids. And one of the toughest things you got to try and teach these young people is decisions have consequences, whether they're positive consequences or they are negative consequences. And right now, Phil and the other guys that have made the decision to take the money bag and go with the LIV Tour, their decisions have these consequences of you're being questioned on your game. And you're exactly right with Phil. Phil's been pathetic. He's a shell of himself from what we have grown to know about Phil Mickelson and his play over the course of his career. Phil, you got to lie in it, man. Whether it's a bed of roses or a bed of you know what, you got to lie in it because this was your choice. You made it. You took the Saudi money, the Saudi oil money, and you just got to lie in the bed that you chose to.
Yeah, and DJ having a decent showing, like he's the only guy. Brooks Koepka, like what's happened to that dude, right? He was like 19 in the world, and I don't know, man. He's been pretty lousy ever since he decided to tell all of his buddies that he wasn't going to take the money, and then all of a sudden the next week he did take the money, okay? So I just think that at the end of the day, man, in life, in the real world, honesty and transparency mean something. And right. For these guys to basically lie to their friends and you know their competitors, there's something wrong with it, Mike. Like that should let us know that there's something wrong with what they're doing. If they're telling their fellow players, the people that they're on the tour with, hey, I'm not doing something, and then a week later they go and do it. There's something fundamentally wrong with that, and people's character needs to be judged. And at the end of the day, realize they're not such great people. Like that's what you have to understand. Right. They're not great people. And maybe they shouldn't be your role model. Maybe you shouldn't be looking up to these guys anymore. Find somebody else to look up to. Look up to the Rory McIlroys of the world, man. Like, this guy stands for something. Look up to the Tiger Woods. You know what? Tiger may not be able to play anymore, but he had a very, very strong stance on this. Quite frankly, they're forgetting. Like I said to you when this first came out, they're forgetting about the hand that fed them in the first place. And when you do that, it tells us a lot about your character and the person that you are. And in certain situations, like for Phil, who can't even hit, who can barely hit the golf ball anymore. Yeah, man, to take $200 million for that guy, it made sense because he ain't doing jack, you know what, on the tour anymore. Okay, so it tells us a lot about these people and who they are and what they're really about as people. And for the most part, I'm really, really unimpressed with the type of human being that some of these people are, Mike.
Well, I mean, look, it comes down to integrity and character. Like you said, you mentioned character. Integrity and character are things that show up when people aren't looking, when they're not, there's not a ton of people around. You do the right thing. You realize, like you said, who's the hand that fed you? Who got you to the point of, in your career, to be successful and to be successful on a level like Koepka was or Koepka is and Phil and, you know, all those guys that have joined the LIV Tour. Now it's, you know, I'm just going to take the money and the PGA and those lower tours that I probably had to come up on a little bit to get my feet wet. Damn you. I don't care, you know, and it comes down to, like I said, it just comes down to integrity, character, and just realizing, like you said, being transparent with what you're doing. Because if you're transparent and people understand, they see you do the same thing over and over and over again, your integrity with people and the character argument goes up. And when they see you like Koepka did, say one thing one week and the next thing another week, they don't know who you are. They don't know where you stand on certain things because you're going to be wishy-washy. You're going to be a flip-flopper. You know, like people used to call politicians back in the day, and probably still do. But you get where I'm going with this. When the lights aren't on, when people aren't around, what is your character? What does your character tell you to do, and what does your personal integrity tell you to do?
It's probably very similar for you, brother. You know, it's something that Katie and I say to Brody all the time. It's something we said to the kids all the time growing up. At the end of the day, do the right thing, even when somebody's not watching you. So to that point, you know, everybody has a boiling point. Everybody has a number, I guess, right? Like that they just can't say no to. But when we're talking about guys like this, this is why it irritates me so much, Mike, is because at the end of the day, Does $200 million or $150 million or $100 million, like, in all honesty, does it really do anything for these guys in their livelihood? No, it really doesn't, man. They're already millionaires, okay? So it just puts more zeros behind their name, and that's all it does. And then again, it goes back to the character thing, because at the end of the day, money doesn't always buy happiness. I'm sorry, man. Like, and we're seeing it more and more and more. Money makes you miserable. Money makes you do stupid things. Like these guys, man. They decided to go away from the hand that fed them in the first freaking place, man. So, yeah, if you can't tell, I'm pretty irritated about it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And Mike, I want to just take you back to a great moment. You have no idea where I'm going. That's what makes this so fun. Do you have any idea where I was 1 year ago today? Do you have any clue, brother? Any idea? Random wild guess where I could have been a year ago at this time. Let's take a guess.
Hawaii.
Come on, brother.
Hawaii.
Okay, so you know what? You're pretty good, man. That's pretty damn good. I got to give you that. It's pretty good. So you're right. Your time frame is pretty good. I will just let you know that I had gotten back from Hawaii, and on this day 1 year ago, my man Drew Holiday strips the ball and lobs it up to my guy Giannis Antetokounmpo for the game 5 ceiling alley-oop. And I was there to see it, my friend. I was in the house. Feels like yesterday. Mike Wilson.
Okay. If it feels like yesterday, you're talking 1 year ago, like July? Or are we talking 1 year ago, like June? Because last time I
checked, 1 year ago, Mike Wilson. 1 year ago, July 17th. 2021, 1 year ago, my friend. Yes, this happened. It didn't happen in June. If you forget about the season, it started later.
Yeah.
They pushed things a little bit. So, my friend, 1 year ago today, Drew Holiday strips the ball, baby, and the Milwaukee Bucks win game 5 and go back to Milwaukee game 6. And the rest is history, baby. We got this break out because Dorfman is living the dream again. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Hang tight. We got one more hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, baby.
USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements. With that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerbe, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Several dog treats of Stormberg Foods have been recalled due to a potential contamination of salmonella. This is all according to a notice posted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Beg and Bark Chicken Breast Strip Dog Treats, Billow's Best Friend Chicken Breast Strips Dog Treats, and Green Coast Pest Chicken Crisps Dog Treats are included in the recall. Salmonella can affect pets eating the products, and there is a risk to humans from handling contaminated pet products, especially if they have not thoroughly washed their hands after touching the product or an exposed surface, according to the notice. To date, no illnesses have been reported. However, the company, along with the NCDA and CS, are still investigating what caused the problem. More things are happening at the border.
Fresh off a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border, a group of Republican senators says they're shocked at what they saw. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, saying he can't believe how many kids are being trafficked.
How do you think the young women pay off their $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 human trafficking fee? I think we all know.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems. The Border Patrol Union urged the group to push for an end to the so-called catch-and-release policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dietary supplements products discussed.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too, by the way. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Dorfman is Dorfon Sports. Facebook, we're at Dorfon Sports. IG, we would be the real Dorfon Sports there. Speaking of real, we got some real championship golf happening at the Open Championship. A couple players now knotted up at the top, so it looks pretty cool. Cameron Smith up there, Rory McIlroy up there, Cameron Young up there, Hovland up there on that leaderboard. The top guys are 16 under, a couple guys at 15 under. Dustin Johnson, the guy who's rebelled a little bit on the LIV Tour, he's at 13 under, and good old Jordan Spieth at 12 under par. A lot to talk about with that, Mike, obviously, but so much other stuff to dive into, brother. We could talk football. We can talk NBA hoops. DA gets signed here, and I think kind of forced the hand a little bit of the Phoenix Sun. What say you?
Hey, it's all about the British Open right now, and the updated is McIlroy's at 18 under. He's up two.
All right, my man, we'll take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn.
Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another one. By the way, I did misspeak back there because I'm looking too far away at the TV, and I was thinking that 8 looked like a 6. And yes, Rory McIlroy with a 2-shot lead over Cam Smith, who got to 17 under. He just sunk a birdie putt. So 1 shot off of the lead of Rory, who's at 18 under. Cam Smith now at 17 under. Cam Young at 15 under. Victor Hovland as well, and then DJ Fleetwood, a couple other guys further back after that. So, Mike, anywhere you want to go, I'll go, brother. We can go some football. We can go some basketball. I do want to ask you something, and I think I mentioned it toward the end of that last segment. DeAndre Ayton was offered $133 million by the Pacers, which is actually less. Okay, so it was a max deal that they could give him, but less than the max deal that the Suns could give DA, right? However, they had to match it or they're going to lose him, and they're going to lose him for nothing, right? So at the end of the day, on Saturday, I was trying to get out with our buddy Rich to play some golf.
Right.
Wound up not doing that. We wound up going out for lunch instead. But he and I did discuss a lot about this trade and just things that might be able to happen from this. Okay, so let's put it in perspective. In a weird way, I'm talking about the DeAndre Ayton situation for the Phoenix Suns, who basically what just happened is the Indiana Pacers offered him $133 million contract for 4 years. So the Suns had the opportunity to either match it or let him walk away. Well, obviously the Suns aren't going to let him walk away because then they look like complete idiots, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you can't let that guy walk away and get nothing in return. Okay, so what do they do, though? They did save themselves some money, if you think about it, because they didn't have to give him the max, right? Like, let's say it would have been 150 or 155. They probably saved themselves, like, somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million, let's say. Something like that. Okay. But now let me put this in perspective. So you can't move DeAndre Ayton until January 15th, because that's the way that this deal works. And then also, DeAndre Ayton has the opportunity to veto any trade as well. So what I'm trying to tell you is, I think the people that were wanting so dearly and so badly to get Kevin Durant to be in a Phoenix Suns uniform, that has become a lot more difficult to have that happen now, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. It's become a lot more difficult. You couldn't, like you said, you couldn't let Ayton just walk away and not get anything back. He's a former number one pick. And it's not like, I think you would agree with this, and I think you're on the same wavelength as this. He's not a scrub. Like,
no.
Some people are treating Ayton like he's some kind of scrub. He's not some kind of scrub. Does he shoot threes? No. Does he shoot well outside of 12 to 15 feet? No. But there are some other things that he brings, and he's fairly athletic. He's 7 foot or 7 foot one or whatever he is. He can be at the rim. He's not exactly the greatest rim protector, but he's someone back there that can alter shots. He can get some blocks. He can get some rebounds. But he's not a scrub, and I think what Phoenix did was actually, you almost have to start thinking maybe this was the plan all along. Okay, let him get an offer, and then we'll just match it because it'll save us a bunch of money. Like you said, probably 20, 25 million, something like that. And that'll make, you know, James Jones, GM, look fairly smart financially. But now, what do you do with them? Because the relationship between Ayton and the organization, the coaching staff, is not the greatest. You're going to have to, on both sides, you're going to kind of have to reconcile that to get Ayton to be worth $133 million, to get him motivated to play well. Because I'm sure there are some very hurt feelings with DeAndre Ayton towards the Phoenix Suns. With everything that has come out. So at the end of the day, I still think Ayton's going to be a trade asset for Phoenix. But getting KD now, I don't think KD's not coming to Phoenix with Ayton being signed to the big deal.
It makes it a lot more difficult. I think what happens is everybody goes back to the drawing board with what they have. And I mean, the Phoenix Suns were relatively close without Kevin Durant. So to think that they can come back and go after it again, I think that's relatively a fair assumption. Okay. Paul got worn down. Devin Booker got injured. Things like that happen. And to me, injuries are part of the game. Okay. So it's not an excuse, but ultimately, you hope and you want to see teams playing at full strength, okay? So with that being said, I wonder what the feeling right now is for Bridges, for Cam Johnson, for Campaign, for Jay Crowder. There are a lot of guys on this team that there's more uncertainty than ever before, Mike. Like, what are they going to do with those four guys who they've already made very available and very accessible to being in trade talks? And so, like you're saying about DA, I actually think there's a laundry list of guys that they're going to need to go and talk to and say, look, it's part of the business. And it didn't happen. we want you here again. It's not like we ever didn't want you. It's just part of the business. But I do think there's a lot of explaining to do to several guys on this roster if they do come back with the same guys, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. And if I'm Mikal Bridges, and look, Bridges is one of my favorite players on Phoenix. He's fun to watch. He's a two-way guy. He can play defense. He's long. He can score. I would certainly think that the reconciliation with feelings with Bridges has to occur as well. Now, look, as far as Crowder and Campaign, I'm not the biggest Campaign guy. I know what he brings to the table, but he is still way too inconsistent. I don't think he's the greatest shooter. Does he play defense? Yeah, but if Campaign left, I'm sitting here going, okay, so what? You can find another guy like Campaign or maybe even better out there free agent-wise. Crowder, I've always liked Crowder. I mean, Crowder's an ex-Celtic, so of course I'm going to kind of like him a little more than maybe a guy like Campaign. But he's a journeyman. He's been around a few different places in a short amount of time. And offensively, he's not the greatest offensive player at all. So I could see Campaign being somewhere else. I can certainly see Crowder going someplace else. I love Cam Johnson. Would I love to have Cam Johnson coming off the bench in Boston? Absolutely, I would. So, you know, we'll see where all this ends up. But there is some reconciliation with feelings and all that between certain players and the Phoenix Suns for sure.
There's all kinds of interesting rumors about Kyrie. I'm reading one about Kyrie potentially to the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't want it, bro. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Anyways, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep it close.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Watching the Open Championship in the background, still that one-shot lead for Rory McIlroy over Cam Smith. Mike, I'm just letting you know I'm not totally insane. I'm not crazy. Like I said, the latest rumor that I heard about Kyrie Irving and it's kind of insane, but in a weird way, I got news for you, man. This is like, as much as I don't want this guy, this is actually something that it's intriguing, okay? So let me give you the players involved, okay? And again, this is just a rumor that is out there about Kyrie, and it's with the Milwaukee Bucks. Brooklyn Nets receive Brooke Lopez, Grayson Allen, Pat the Rat Connaughton, George Hill, and a 2029 first-round pick, and the Bucks would receive Kyrie Irving in return. So you don't have to get rid of Drew, Chris, and obviously you're not getting rid of Giannis, and then you could potentially add Kyrie to that mix. So in a weird way, I don't want this dude, but if there's something that's a little intriguing about this, I think he's better than all four of those guys that I just mentioned. So as crazy as it sounds, this would make the Milwaukee Bucks overwhelming championship favorites, in my humble opinion, Mike.
Oh, if you're Lan, look. Kyrie is going to do what Kyrie wants to do. Kyrie is his own kind of animal. I certainly have feelings about him and what he did in his time in Boston. But he's box office. He's absolute box office. He's kind of appointment television. His skill level is right up there with some of the greats of all time. The only thing, I mean, you're mentioning these players that Brooklyn would get it, God, and only a first round pick. Is that what you said? Like one first round pick?
Yes, in 2029 at that.
Yeah, exactly. In 2029, the Bucks are still going to be relevant. So that draft pick it's not going to be like some lottery pick kind of thing. So that's not worth all that much. But if you're Brooklyn, you're not getting back. You're not getting back equal value. Not that you would anyways, but with the players mentioned, I'm like, eh. And then it's Kyrie. Does he show up? What's his deal? You know, is he going to behave the same way in Milwaukee that he did in Brooklyn? You wouldn't think so because I don't think Giannis and the guys there would be having that. They wouldn't really put up with that too much. But to me, Kyrie's just a headache you don't want. He's not a good locker room guy. He's a me guy. He's not a we guy. But, I mean, look, there's all sorts of rumors going on out there and, you know, him going to the Lakers or maybe going to the Knicks or, you know, going wherever. I just wouldn't touch Kyrie with a 10-foot pole.
What do you think of Donovan Mitchell potentially being out of Utah? A lot of talk about New York potentially as a destination. And that could mean Brooklyn or, to be honest with you, Brooklyn or the Knicks. What do you think the market is for Donovan Mitchell?
Look, if his ex-teammate Rudy Gobert was worth what they did in the trade, he's probably worth more. And I read somewhere that the Jazz, you know, wanted 6 first-round picks, you know, for Donovan Mitchell, you know, plus some other players, kind of thing. But the 6 first-round picks, to me, what these teams now think that they can get because, to me, of the Rudy Gobert trade, it's almost like, are you even serious about trading this guy or going after this guy? Because you're not going to get 6 first-round picks out of a team now. Like, there's been so much criticism about, you know, Gobert and getting, you know, what is it, 4 first-round picks or 5 first-round picks back for it. It almost makes what you ask unattainable because I don't think there's going to be too many GMs are going to want to do that. And plus, look, you're dealing with Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge has been known to fleece teams from picks, from players, and not really give up, you know, stuff in return, not a whole lot of return. So if someone says, hey, Mike, Danny Ainge is on line 6. I'm like, just hang up. I'm not talking to Danny Ainge. There's no way I'm going to take the risk of getting fleeced or agreeing to something that, you know, long-term that I don't want to do. Would I love to have Donovan Mitchell on my team if I'm the Knicks? Heck yeah. The Knicks need somebody on that team to make them relevant. They just haven't been relevant for the longest time. So I don't know what you do with Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if Donovan Mitchell really wants to be in Utah anymore. But somewhere these teams have to find a happy medium in terms of what they're asking for and what they're going to get in return in terms of these superstars.
Just a quick update. Rory and Cam Smith now both at 18 under par. Maybe I was just foreshadowing a little earlier when I was thinking that they were tied already, but now they are tied at 18 under, which I believe is a record for a major championship being that far under. I don't exactly know, but I think it is. What did you think of LeBron playing in the Drew League, lighting it up for 42? His buddy Kyrie was supposed to show up. At least that's the reports. Didn't show up, but it's the first time we've seen LeBron James play basketball in 3 months, and that 37-year-old dude looked pretty damn good, Mike Wilson.
He does, or he did. And not that I put a lot of stock in the Drew League or anything like that, but he did look good. 42 points is still 42 points, and he's, like you said, he's entering his 20th year in the NBA. I mean, the guy, you know, besides Tom Brady, are the two athletes that you can look at that just let you know, okay, they're in shape. They keep their bodies and their diets in line, and they could, who knows how long LeBron's going to play? Who knows how much longer Tom Brady's going to play? But they've been able to do what they do because they take their bodies and they take their craft seriously. And I just wish more athletes were kind of like them. But seeing what LeBron did in the Drew League, great. Seeing what Kyrie did not do in the Drew League, typical. Like, I'm not shocked that, you know, hey, Kyrie's going to be here, then he doesn't show. Wow. You know, and the sky is blue, and Christmas is on the 25th of December. You know, doesn't really matter.
Go figure. He didn't show, right? Okay, so
right.
Okay, so with that being said, there's something you got to feel pretty good about. It means nothing, but at least your Blazers are playing for the Summer League crown. They're playing the Knicks.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody on that roster is going to be playing, but that's beside the point, bro. You know, that's your hometown team. So Blazers plan for something later on in the summer league. However, this is the first year that they get rings. I don't know if you saw that. The rings look pretty sick, too. Have you, you've gone to summer league, haven't you, before? Yes or no?
I've done that. And look, to get a ring in summer league would be the equivalent of getting a trophy for flag football.
not the point.
Look, summer league, we were talking about the top rookies that are in summer league, and all we want to get out of this is seeing the potential and be like, okay, yeah, that kid belongs, that kid, you can see it. Like Jabari Smith, the kid out of Auburn that I think is going to be the rookie of the year. I really do. And so, to get a ring out of this, other than that, I mean, look, summer league is the competition between guys that are 12 through 15 on the bench and some free agents and some rookies. Like that's it.
Look, you know, you're to me, it's, you're trying to see some, like you're saying, you're trying to see some potential in those draft picks that you had. You're trying to see a little bit about what their game is about. And quite frankly, some of those guys, they impress. Like Chet Holmgren wasn't all that bad. Yeah, he's paper thin and all that, but dude right. runs up and down the floor like a deer. He can shoot the rock. He can defend. I think he's going to be an all right NBA player. I actually think Oklahoma City, I think they're going to be fun to watch. Like, so certain things I saw from summer league, I don't care that much about it, but I am looking at it and I'm saying, you know, that guy might actually be a little bit better than people thought. And then you look at certain teams and you're like, you know, maybe they could put something together or they're doing it the right way, for crying out loud. If you look at what Oklahoma City's done, they've done it through the draft, Mike. So a lot like the Golden State Warriors, if you look at their roster and their lineup of what they've done, they did it through the draft. So in a lot of ways, that I'm just looking for little things that I'm trying to check out and see from summer league, and I've seen it here and there. I hear the music. I guess that means we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to rap about the sports world. Maybe we got to talk some NFL football on the other side, brother. We've neglected that quite a bit today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508.
That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, too, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. Still a couple guys atop that leaderboard at the Open Championship. Rory McIlroy, who has been obviously a huge crowd favorite, and then Cam Smith, who looks to me like he's going to get to 19 under after his eagle attempt came just short there. I'm not sure if you're watching at this very moment, Mike, but this thing's heating up, and I'll be honest with you, man. I love Cam Smith and his game, dude. This guy is like, he's always in it to me. Like, he's so straight, he's so steady, and right now he's on top of that leaderboard at 19 under, and Rory now trailing him at 18 under par. So, going to be a fantastic finish. Again, I think the worst thing about this tournament, Mike, it's on too damn early. I think a lot of people are missing it. Like, a lot of people are just waking up now. They're just waking up now, and they're catching the stretch run, which in itself is kind of cool, but it's a weird tournament with the timing that it's on. Started at 4 a.m. for you and I. I wasn't up at 4 a.m. Were you?
Look, there's only a couple of things that I would be doing at 4 a.m. Watching the Open is not on that list. So I was nowhere in sight except my bed and catching some Z's. But look, Rory and what they've done to St. Andrews, like I don't remember the last time I've seen St. Andrews give up, you know, 19 under par, 18 under par. You know, the British Open can be one of those tournaments where the winning score is four under, and there's a bunch of guys at even par or even above par. And to be at 18 under, 19 under, like Cam and Rory are, is simply amazing in my book. I mean, look, you and I both play golf. We have a reverence for the game. We understand the game. We understand how tough the game can be and is. And when you see these professionals do what they're doing at the birthplace of golf there at St. Andrews, it is quite amazing to see what these guys are doing.
All right, I want to shift gears with you, and I want to talk some football before we get out of here. We know that the Carolina Panthers made a big change at quarterback, or potentially a big change at quarterback, right? Bringing in
right.
Baker, but now they've got themselves a little bit of a quarterback competition. With that being said, I'm going to ask you about a guy in particular, and I think he's critical for the success of the Carolina Panthers, and that's Christian McCaffrey, who you love this guy. I think he's a great talent. I question his durability like anybody would. But again, we know when the dude's on the field and he can do what he's doing, he's spectacular. Might be one of the better running backs in the league, to be honest with you, if he could be healthy. My question is how big of a role and how important is it going to be for them to use him right? Like, to use him so that he doesn't wear himself down too much for whoever that quarterback is. Like, at the end of the day, you got to have your safety valves. Like, certain people, it's the tight end, right? Certain people, it's their running back. And I think that Christian McCaffrey, they got to figure out the right amount of the workload for this guy, for the right balance for whoever that quarterback is to be very successful in that offense. So what is the right balance for Christian McCaffrey?
That's tough, because the right balance for him is, for me, the right balance is just keep the guy healthy at all costs. Now, whether it's Sam Darnold, whether it's Baker Mayfield, and you and I talked about having that competition at the quarterback position, especially for Carolina, and those two guys, it's going to be probably a good thing, because they're going to both want to be the starter. They're going to be spending extra time in the film room on their laptops, looking at looking at schemes, plays, their play, the whole bit. So that'll play itself out. But with McCaffrey, I don't think he's a three-down back anymore. I don't think, you know, if you want to keep him healthy, you can't have him out there all the time, because he's shown that his durability is in question. And yes, do I love Christian McCaffrey? Yes. Would I take him on the Miami Dolphins in a heartbeat? Yes. But to me, he's not that third down back. Is he the safety valve? Yeah. Would I love to have him as a safety valve if I'm Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield? Absolutely. The balance is going to be who's going to be that other back that comes in to kind of take that pressure off of Christian McCaffrey to save his body a little bit through a 17-game schedule. That's the question that I have for Carolina. If you're going to try and keep Christian McCaffrey from getting beat up and injured for multiple games during the NFL year,
I think the way to save this guy, quite frankly, and I think in a lot of ways, it actually makes them extremely dynamic if they do this, okay? And what I'm thinking is to lessen the wear and tear on this guy. Because if you can get him out of the backfield, he's going to be a freaking mismatch on any linebacker that tries to pick him up, right? Yep. So I almost think that, to me, the way you save this guy is you don't run him as much, okay? You run him, but you use him out of the backfield. You give him screen passes, because then he has a couple steps to make his move, and he doesn't get pounded so much. So to me, I think the dynamic that I'm looking for from the Carolina Panthers is get him out of the backfield. Use him in screens. Use him on those wheel routes. Get him in mismatch opportunities against linebackers. It's a no-brainer, Mike. Like, at the end of the day, it's a no-freaking brainer. You have a guy this dynamic, but you know if he takes the pounding in the backfield, he's going to play about 8 games. He's going to play 10 games. But if you get him out in those wheel routes, if you get him out in screen passes, and you give him the mismatches that he can take advantage of, he's going to be getting hit by cornerbacks. That's okay. He doesn't mind that, right? You just don't want him taking it from the D linemen all day long. So it makes a difference with a 350-pound dude landing on you versus a 180-pound guy. It's a big difference, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, look, would I rather be hit by a cornerback that's, like you said, 180 pounds than a, you know, big, you know, doesn't miss a meal defensive end or defensive tackle at 320? Absolutely. You know, like you're saying, and you make a great point here, get them in the screen pass, the bubble passes, a quick hitch, a quick turnaround, you know, on the other side of the defensive line, because – the way that the NFL is now with their schemes and their offense, those kind of plays are almost like part of the running game anymore. And there's a ton of teams that do that to save their running backs from the wear and tear of an NFL season. So, no, I would absolutely agree with you in terms of how you use them, what packages you put McCaffrey in on offense, because if I'm a linebacker and I see Christian McCaffrey coming at me, I better have somebody to the left or to the right or surrounding him to bring him down, because he is a nightmare for a linebacker. He's a speed nightmare. He's a route nightmare. He's tough. He's not some weak running back. He'll deliver the punishment to a cornerback once he gets past that linebacker. So what you bring up is an excellent point. It's going to be something to watch with Carolina this year.
All right, so quarterbacks in this league, they're obviously, it's a quarterbacks league. We know that. I think last year we were pretty high on Josh Allen. And maybe it was that last game of the year that we saw him play against Patrick Mahomes, where obviously they fall just a little bit short, right? But at the end of the day, man, is this the year where Josh Allen puts himself in a category maybe on his own?
He certainly could. Not that he's not there, you know, he's approaching that already. But, everything has to come together. You know, to win a championship, to get the MVP of the league, you got to have it's timing, and you got to have some luck. And you know, football is the ultimate team sport, as everybody knows, or at least thinks that way. So if he can get some play out of his running game and his passing game, certainly he can put himself in a position to separate himself from the rest of the pack. I would just pay top dollar to see this guy throw a football in person. Like, he's one of those guys, Andy, that I would just sit there and just marvel at what he does. I mean, I marvel at what he does on the field. And you got to think back to when he was drafted. There are a ton of questions about, you know, is he going to be able to throw accurately? Is he going to be able to do this? Or is he going to be able to do that? That coaching in Buffalo has developed that guy into a stud that's going to be a problem for the AFC East for the next, you know, 10 to 12, 15 years, and the rest of the league for that same amount of time. So can he separate himself? Absolutely. He has all the tools in the bag, and let's not forget, he can run around with the best of them. And the one thing that I love about him, he has a cannon. He can drive that ball downfield on a rope. To me, him and Herbert, Justin Herbert, throws some of the best deep balls in the NFL.
All right, so is the AFC West the best division in football now with all those pretty solid quarterbacks? And quite frankly, is it Derek Carr, or is it the kid in Charger land? Are they the worst quarterbacks in that division? I mean, it can't be Russ and it can't be Patrick, right?
It can't be. But, you know, I don't want to call Herbert and Carr the worst in the division. I know what you mean, though. Like, I understand where you're going with it. Look, Russ, I think Russ has the most pressure on him. I really do. Because he's coming in with a bunch of hoopla. He has a Super Bowl ring. Denver hasn't had solid play at the quarterback position in a long time. And he has to get used to his new receivers and the offense and stuff, which I'm sure he will, but there's still that pressure that he brings because of who he is and who his brand is. So, you know, talking about who's the worst, yeah, I mean, you can certainly make the argument who's the least talented out of the four. But I think as far as pressure, I think Russ has the most pressure on him.
I agree. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time, baby. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty, welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With me, Andy, is my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. On Twitter, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, at this time, we do what we call parting shots. You are up, my friend.
Look, my parting shot goes out to whoever wins the British Open or the Open, as they call it, across the pond.
Rory, the Open Championship. The Open Championship.
That's right, the Open Championship. So whoever wins it is certainly deserving of it. I'm personally kind of pulling for Rory. I love what he does for the game. I love his personality that he brings to the course and to the fans. But in the end, the Open Championship is one of those majors that you would love to have that trophy on your mantle. And to whoever wins it today, congratulations.
All right, brother. We're going to be similar in some of this stuff because obviously I absolutely am enjoying watching it in the background of doing the program with you today, and it's been exciting to watch and been fun to see. So obviously, yeah, kudos to whoever can win this thing. But more importantly, bro, I'm relishing in what happened 1 year ago, baby. The Milwaukee Bucks win game 5, and then they go on to win the championship in game 6 in that great state of Wisconsin, and more importantly, the place I grew up in, Milwaukee, baby. So for Mike Wilson, have a great day, everybody. And Rob, peace out, everybody. I'll be the Dorfman. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Take care.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.